सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीरं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्। कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
वी आर सीइंग चैप्टर 3 ऑफ भगवद गीता। सो लॉर्ड हैज सेड दैट कर्म योग इज द मीन्स फॉर ज्ञान। आर्गुमेंट नंबर 1, ही इज गिविंग मेनी आर्गुमेंट्स व्हाई वी ऑल शुड परफॉर्म कर्म योग। First argument is karma yoga is means for jnana. What we'll get by doing karma yoga? Purification of mind. After that, knowledge will happen. Knowledge will not take much time, but the purification will take long time. So there are only 2 steps. And you cannot jump steps without doing karma yoga. You cannot abide in the self-knowledge or in your Atman. You cannot abide. You will have the knowledge, theoretical knowledge you will get, but the abidance will not happen. So first he says that you have to do karma yoga. Next he says that we all are citizens of this cosmos and all beings in this cosmos has got a duty, because each one of them are doing their duty. Whether it is a plant or an animal or an insect or a crawler, anybody, all of them has got a duty. And all of them are performing their duty, thereby this cosmos is running smoothly. But in case of human beings only, only exception is a human being. Other than human beings, all are computerized. They have got no choice. We have seen many times. They have got no choice. The tree has to give fruit in a particular season. It cannot change its fruit. No choice. It cannot move. Okay, now it is very cold here. I will go move from to south. No, you can't move. It's all computerized, all controlled. Only human beings, they are given the freedom of action. Kartum, akurtum, anyatha kartum. It is my wish, kartum. I will come to Gita class, my wish. You cannot force me. Akartum, my wish. I may not attend. Anyatha kartum. Instead of satsang, I will do dussang. Oh, your choice. Bhagwan is not going to come and interfere. He will not say. So Bhagwan says, you are also a cosmic citizen. You also have got a duty. Whatever duty I have allotted to you, as your spouse, as your children, as your parents, as your surroundings, or according to your knowledge, your experience, your standing in the society, you have got a duty. Do your duty. Duty we do. Then he says only exception is one person who is a jnani. Jnani who is Atma Tripta, Atma Santushta, and reveling in Atma, only he is excused. He is an exception. He need not do any duty because he has nothing to gain. Nothing to gain, get from this world. Therefore, there is no praptabhyam, no kartabhyam. Nothing to take from this world, so he has got no duty toward it. Then he says, this karma yoga vaj is a path which is tested path. It's not that the first time. This medicine is already tested. It's not the coronavirus. Now all the labs are trying to find out the vaccine and the medicine. No, it's not like that. You are not the guinea pig on which is karma yoga being. First time experimented. No! Then he gives an example. Karmaneva sansiddhi maasita janakade. Janakadi, they got perfection. Sansiddhi, perfection. They got realization by karma yoga. By karma yoga. So you should follow shishtachar. Shishtachar. Since you are not jnani, you have to do karma yoga. Only exception is jnani. And then you follow shishtachar. What the great people have done, you also follow because they became successful, they became perfect. That way you also do. Why you have to do? Yajyad acharati shrestha tav tad itare jana. You are shrestha. You are a great personality in the society. So whatever acharan, whatever conduct you do, people will follow. Then he says, you look at me. Very rare cases Bhagavan says about his own activity. He says, na me parthasti kartabhyam trisilokesu kinchana nan avaptam avaptam avaptabhyam varta evcha karmani. Well, I have nothing, no parthasa kartabhyam trisilokesu kinchana kartabhyam, no praptabhyam. You see, this slok tells, if you want to get something from the world, then you have to act in the world. Bhagavan says, I have nothing to take from this world. Why? I am malik of the whole world. I am owner. Whole thing belongs to me. So I have got no duty. But still I act, you see. I am acting. Then he says, prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankar vimuratma karta miti manyate. He said, there are only two things are there. One, the whole world is made of trigun. Whole world is made of trigun. Sattva, rajas and tamas or pancha mahabhut. So there are five mahabhut, and this five mahabhut has got sattvikans, rajasikans and tamasikans. And the combination of this five and these three guna, the whole world has come. And we have got also the sattva, rajas and tamas in our body also and outside also. Prakriti kriyamani gunai karmani sarvasa. So all actions are done by the guna prakriti. All the actions are happening here in anatma, in sansar. And another than anatma is atma. Only two things are there. This anatma is prakriti. This is maya. Who is acting? Prakriti is acting. Prakriti is acting. Other than Prakriti, Atma is there. But Atma is akarta. Akarta. Atma is sentient, Prakriti is inert. In the presence of Atma, Prakriti is acting. Presence of Atma is required, that's all. Presence of Atma is required for Prakriti to act, otherwise Prakriti is inert. Ahankar vimunatma kartam iti manyate. One who is deluded in mind, he thinks karta ham iti manyate. He thinks I am karta, I am the doer. Tattvitu mahabhavo gun karma vibhagayo guna gunesu vartante iti vata na sajjate. Tattvitu, the knower of truth. O Arjun, the knower of truth, gun karma vibhagayo, he knows the gun and their function. Gun and function, we have already seen. One who is the knower of truth, he knows what is jnana shakti, what is ichha shakti, and what is kriya shakti. And how they are made, that also he knows. Jnana shakti, ichha shakti is made of sattagun, prana shakti or kriya shakti is made of rajogun, tattvabodh. So knower of truth, they know what is made of which gun and what are their functions. They know. Guna gunesu vartante iti matvana sanchate. They know it is the prakriti, different guna. Made of five great elements. The whole world is made of panchamahabhut. My body is also made of panchamahabhut. And this panchamahabhut is of three kinds, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. So my body is also made up. Pancha Mahabhut having Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, and the whole world is also made of Pancha Mahabhut, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. This guna, this trigun is acting with other trigun. Take out the three is the common guna, guneshu vartante. That's all. Guna is interacting with other guna. Guna guneshu vartante iti yottana sajjate. He never gets attached to that. Then prakate gansam gunasam mura sajjante gunakarmasu tan krishna vidar mandan krishna vinna vichalet. Prakate gansam mura, those who are deluded by the guna of prakriti, those who are deluded by guna. Guna means sattvarasam, of whom prakriti, those who are deluded. We all are deluded, right? So, sajjante gunakarma, they are attached to the function of gun. They are attached. We all are attached. We all are attached to anatma vastu. We all are attached to our house, our children, our spouse, our parent. So, we are all prakrite gun sammuha, sajjante. They are all attached to the function of gun. Tan krishna vid mandan krishna vid navichalet. But those who are the knower of truth, they should not unsettle their mind. They should not do this. Slowly, slowly you have to give them knowledge. Slowly, slowly. Don't tell them, "Are you attached to your children, wife, your house, your car?" Don't do that. Don't do that. This is what Bhagwan is saying. Then he says, how to do karma? All the arguments are over. All the arguments to do karma yoga is over. Now in verse number 30, he says, Mai sarvani karmani sanyasa dhatme tesa nirasi nirmama bhutva yudhasa bigachvara. How to act in this world? The whole karma yoga is condensed in this one sloka. It says, Mai sarvani karmani, all karma. In Narad Bhakti Sutra also by saying, Akhila achara. All karma. Same thing. Sarvani karmani. Nay, Bhagwan, I will give you only 99%. 1% I will keep for myself, for my happiness. Though sarvani, 100%, my sarvani karmani. Sanyasya, you renounce, give up all the karma. Give up all the karma means what? You do it for my happiness. My sarvani karmani sanyasya. Adhyatma chetasa. Adhi atma chetas. Chetas means mind. Mind should be pertaining to atma. Mind should be in Bhagwan. So when I am doing action, how should I do? So I am taking a breath, inhaling. That also is an action. So before inhaling, should I say to Bhagwan, this is for you? I will become mad. In the beginning of every action, I will say, this is for you, this is for you. No. Shankaracharya ji say, if you offer yourself to Bhagwan, offer yourself to Bhagwan means you become Nitya Das of Bhagwan. We were discussing Nitya Das, Nitya Kanta in Narad Bhakti Sutra. Nitya Das, not 8-hour Das. When we are employed in the company, we are 8-hour Das. For 8 hours, we are servant of that company. After that, they don't disturb you. And that also is for a limited period. Up to the age of 65, 70, after that, they will say, no, you are a useless fellow, go. Retire. I will get a better person. with latest knowledge, with half salary. You are a white elephant for me now. Jao, ghar jao. But here he says, Nitya Das, Sanya Sadhyatna Chesa, you become the Lord's Das. 24 hours. Hanumanji was Das of Ramji. 24 hours. Whole life. Nitya Das. Then how should you act in the world? Nirashi, when you are acting. Nirashi. Without expecting future, and in future, without expecting a specific fruit of action. This does not mean that you will not plan. Plan for 100 crore of rupees profit. But when you are executing that plan, at that time, don't think about that. Very simple science behind it. If you think about your profit at the time of execution, what will happen? A part of your mind will be thinking about the fruits. That means you are not putting in 100% of your mind on the job in your hand. If you are not putting 100% of your mind, how can you expect a good result? You can't expect. Simple logic. Nirmama. Nirmama means about the past. Nirasi indicate the future. Fruit of action. Don't think about the fruit action which is going to come in future. Fruit of action always comes in future. After you perform the action, then only the fruit of action will come. Nirmama. Nirmama represents the past. It relates to past. Past means what? Oh, I did this thing in that way, I got this result, I am attached to that result. Nirmama. And if you are thinking while executing action in present, if you are thinking about your past, again the same science, some part of your mind is blocked, being utilized for the past things. You are not able to put 100% of your mind. Nirasi. So when we are acting in the world, Nirasi, don't think about the fruit of action. Nirmama, don't think about the past also. Or Bhutva Yuddhasya Vigacchara, and without expectation. Without expectation, without any excitement in the present. Without excitement in the present, you act in this world. So this way Bhagwan tells us how to act in the world. We all have understood the theory, huh? We have understood, I am sure. About the Karma Yoga, if you come to the shrine, the walls will tell you what is the meaning of Karma Yoga. But till now, Bhagavan is going to say something. You listen to that.
Ye me matamidam nityam.
Ye me matamidam nityam.
Anutishthanti manavaha, anutishthanti manavaha, shraddhavanto nasuyantaha, shraddhavanto nasuyantaha, muchyante tepi karma bhihi,
muchyante tepi karma bhihi,
yeme matamidam nityam, anutishthanti manavaha, shraddhavanto nasuyantaha, muchyante tepi karma bhihi.
Now he is telling the fruit of doing karma yoga. Fruit, kya milega, what will I get? To ye me matam idam, whatever teaching I have said just now, idam, nityam anutashtanti manava, nityam, constantly, constantly, nityam, always, anutashtanti, practice, manava, man, sraddhavanta, full of faith, anusuyanta, not cavilling, muchyante, they are freed, te api karmavi, from all actions. They are all freed from the bondage of that action. So those men who constantly practice this teaching of mine, full of faith and without cavilling, they too are freed from action. Manavaha. Manava means manushyaha. Whole human beings
without caste, creed, gender, and country. So anybody can follow. Earlier there used to be a doubt in the mind of many people. Ladies cannot chant Gayatri Mantra, you see. They cannot study Veda. So here the word Bhagwan is using Manava, all Manushya. So without caste, creed and gender, any country, it includes the whole world. This is the power of Hindu religion. It covers the whole world. Nowhere in Bhagavad Gita you will find the word Hindu. So this teaching is applicable to the whole world, all human beings. And no other religion has got this much of broad approach. Broad approach, not there. Me matam idam, Lord has taken avatar for dharma sansthanam. For dharma sansthapana, he has taken incarnation. And Lord gave us Bhagavad Gita also. So these instructions in Bhagavad Gita is not only for Arjun. We are all Arjun. We are all Arjun. These instructions are for all of us. For all of us. For all human beings. And this knowledge will remove adharma. If we practice whatever is said in Gita, then this knowledge will remove adharma, unrighteousness. Acha? And it can do at any time. At any time. You see, karma yoga protects dharma. Karma yoga protects dharma. How? It refrains us from doing kamya karma and nisiddha karma. Bas. Dekho. Karma yoga refrain us from kamya karma. What is kamya karma? Doing action for our own happiness. Lord is saying, don't do action for your own happiness. Do the same action for Lord's happiness, for my happiness, not for your happiness. So the kamya karma is taken care of. Nisiddha karma, prohibited action also, is taken care of. Because Lord will not be happy if I do nisiddha karma. If I do nisiddha karma, prohibited action, Lord will not be happy. Therefore, if I refrain from kamya karma and nisiddha karma, these two make us adharma. They force us to commit sin also. So by practicing karma yoga, again, dharma is sansthapana. Dharma is established. Okay, Bhagwan. Nityam anutashtanti. Whosoever practice this knowledge constantly, their lives will be transformed. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. Why? Because this Gita was written by Vyas. Bhagwan Vyas. Who is Bhagwan Vyas? Vishnu Rupaya. He is incarnation of Vishnu. So there is no question of doubt. So those who follow Karma Yoga, Muchyante Karma Bhi. Whosoever follows Karma Yoga or practice this Karma Yoga will be liberated from Pap and Punya. Liberated from the Pap and Punya. You see the Pap, we all like Pap. If by doing this thing Pap is removed, then we like it. By taking dip in the Ganges, pap is removed. Punya is not taken, you know. Punya is not taken. But here says pap and punya both gone. You see, many people might be thinking, mera punya kyon lete ho, bhai, mera pap lo. If sadhu comes and tells you, give me your pap punya. Are it is good thing, give him immediately. Immediately. Because for punya also, you have to take a birth. For getting sukh. For your meritorious action, you have to take birth. So pap punya will end, means the birth will also end, no more rebirth. But how karma yogi is utilizing this punya? He is purifying his mind. He doesn't want action, the enjoyment later on. He wants to cleanse his mind, purify his mind. Sraddhavantah. So three types of people are getting mukti. Three types. Number one, those who are actually acting, following karma yoga. Muchyante karmibhi. Sraddhavantah. Some people trust it, accept it, but are not able to practice it. See? They have got faith in karma yoga. Perhaps we all are in this category. See? We have got faith in karma yoga. We trust it, but we are not able to do it, practice it. Why? Why we are not able to practice it? Because of our past action maybe. Some prarabdha has come, which is not allowing. Or fever of mind, sorrow. Some sorrow is there in the mind because of we are not able to do it. The Lord says, they also will be liberated. Are, this is good. Why should I do that karma yoga? Bhagavan is saying, they also will be liberated. Then why should I do karma yoga then? The science behind this is like very simple. They accept and appreciate karma yoga. One day they will fall in line and start doing karma yoga. They will be liberated. You see, Sraddhavanta means what? They have got faith. They have got trust in karma yoga. But for some reason, some mental fever or some sorrow or because of the past karma, they are not able to practice or execute it now. But one day they will come into line because they have got faith. They have got faith. So they will be also liberated in due course of time when they practice. Then anusuyanta, next category of people. Anusuyanta. They have no faith. Look. So first category was, I have got a faith and practicing. Another category was, they have got the faith but not practicing because of some obstacles. Third category is anusuyanta. They have no faith in karma yoga, but they don't criticize karma yoga also. Anusuyanta means they don't criticize. They don't have faith, they don't criticize also. How they will be liberated? So it is said, they have got the open mind. They are not criticizing. They are not criticizing. One day they will accept it. When they will accept it, they will start acting according to karma yoga. So they also will be liberated. So persons who are acting according to karma yoga, they will be liberated. The one who has got a sraddha but not able to do it now, when they start doing, they will also be liberated. And the third category has got no faith in karma yoga, but anusuyante, they are not criticizing karma yoga. They also will be liberated. Why? Because they have got open mind. They are not criticizing. One day they will accept and they will start acting on that and they will also get liberation. So all three types of people will be liberated. Okay. What will happen to others other than these three types? So there are people other than these three types. Not doing karma yoga, no faith, and they are criticizing. See?
32. Next 32. Etve tadabhyasuyantaha. Nanutishthanti me matam. Sarva jnana vimuranstan. Vidhinashtana chetasah. Yetve tadabhyasuyantah. Nanutishthanti me matam. Sarva jnana vimuranstan. Vidhinashtana chetasah.
Ye means those who. Tu means but. Etat. This, abhyasuyanta, those who criticize. Earlier category was not criticizing. This category, they are criticizing.
na anutishtanti me matam, and not practice my teaching. Not practicing my teaching. Sarva gyan vimudan, deluded in all knowledge, tan viddhi, know them, nashtan achetasa, they are ruined. Achetasa, devoid of any discrimination. So, but those who carp at my teachings and do not practice it, deluded in all knowledge and devoid of discrimination, know them to be doomed to destruction. Doomed to destruction. तो कालिया हमारा क्या होगा बताओ. सो दोज हु क्रिटिसाइज माई टीचिंग गिवन एज अवतार विदाउट थिंकिंग वाई दे आर नॉट थिंकिंग दे हैव क्लोज देयर माइंड आई विल नॉट कम टू गीता क्लास क्लोज देयर माइंड आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू अवेल आई विल ड्रॉप माई चिल्ड्रेन आउटसाइड आई विल नॉट इंटर द गेट पता नहीं पता क्या कर देंगे लोग. They don't want to come in also. And they have no Shraddha in my teaching. They have closed their mind and they have got no faith in Lord. So they are not practicing Karma Yoga. Sarva Gyan Vimudatma Tan Viddhi Nastan Achetasa. Sarva Gyan Vimudatma. Vimudatma. Sarva Gyan Vimudan. Arjun, understand they are deluded by Sarvagyan. They don't know. What is the Sarvagyan? Sarvagyan is the knowledge of Dharma and Brahma, subject matter of Veda. Subject matter of Veda, two topics are there. Gross. Veda tells about our Dharma and Veda tells about Brahma. So these people, they are deluded about the knowledge of Dharma and Veda. So they are marga bhrashta. In Hindi we will say marga bhrashta. They do not practice. Hence they will not reach supreme. If you don't practice, you will not reach supreme. First step is karma yoga, purify your mind. If you don't start, what will happen? You will not reach goal. You will not get knowledge. You will not realize truth. So whole life is wasted because of lack of discrimination. Whole life is wasted just because of lack of discrimination. What is this lack of discrimination? Other than anatma, there is something atma which gives you permanent happiness and you can come out of the sansar, you can come out of the cycle of janma mrityu. Not interested. Not interested. They are engrossed in anatma only because that anatma is giving me a little bit of joy, temporary joy. So they did not think. Manav means one who has mind. They don't use their mind. Manav word means one who has got mind is manav. But they don't think. They continue to do kama karma and nisiddha karma and destroy themselves. They continue to do that. Okay, next. Why people don't practice karma yoga? Now the question comes. Why people is so good thing? Why they are not practicing? So Lord is clarifying that also. So those who practice, they will be muchyante karmabhid. Ready for knowledge, realization. Those who don't, they will be ruined. They are achetasa, they are not discriminating. So next question comes, why people don't practice karma yoga? The Bhagavan says, okay, I will tell you that also. Why people don't practice?
Sadrisham cheshtate swasyaha. सदृशं चेष्टते स्वस्याः प्रकृतिर्ज्ञानवानपि प्रकृतिर्ज्ञानवानपि प्रकृतिं यान्ति भूतानि प्रकृतिं यान्ति भूतानि निग्रहः किं करिष्यति निग्रहः किं करिष्यति सदृशं चेष्टते स्वस्याः प्रकृतिर् ज्ञानवानपि प्रकृतिं यान्ति भूतानि निग्रहः किं करिष्यति।
सदृशं चेष्टते स्वस्याः प्रकृते ज्ञानवान अपि इवन ज्ञानवान अपि मीन्स इवन ज्ञानवान हु इज दिस ज्ञानवान विल सी ज्ञानवान हाउ दे डू चेष्टते दे एक्ट हाउ सदृशम इन अकॉर्डेंस स्वस्या ऑफ इज ओन प्रकृते ऑफ नेचर सो ज्ञानवान दे ऑल एक्ट अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर नेचर नेचर अच्छा प्रकृतिम यान्ति भूतानि निग्रह करिष्यति प्रकृति नेचर यान्ति फॉलो भूतानि बीइंग्स निग्रहम किम करिष्यति तो व्हाट कैन रिस्ट्रेन डू रिस्ट्रेन कैन डू नथिंग इवन ए वाइज मैन एक्ट इन अकॉर्डिंग्स विथ हिज ओन नेचर बीइंग फॉलो देयर ओन नेचर व्हाट कैन रिस्ट्रेन डू ज्ञानवान हु इज ज्ञानवान दिस ज्ञानवान इज नॉट ब्रह्मज्ञानी He is an intelligent person, Jnanvan. He can discriminate between dharma and adharma. And Gurudev says, Jnanvan indicates who has read and understood the technique of action as explained in this chapter. We have understood what is karma yoga. Sadhisham cheste swasya prakriti. They all act as per their prakriti, tendencies, vasana, nature. We all have studied Karma Yoga. We understood the science also. We know the fruit of Karma Yoga also. Everything we know. But still, we act according to our vasana, our tendencies. And what are these tendencies? Prachina sanskar sava. Prachina means old sanskar, old habits, all impressions. They are all there. So these deep impressions force him to act in that way. It is the vasana which forces us to act that way. So this is the position of Jnanvan. Then what to talk about a person who has never attended a satsang? Prakritim yanti bhutani. So being follow their own nature. This way mind is designed. Thoughts comes in the mind as per vasana. Thought tell us about our nature. The same thing we are studying in our Vivek Chudamani class. Vasana, thoughts and actions. What is my vasana? Nobody can understand. We can understand it only when according to vasana, thought or desire come in the mind. If a vulgar thought comes, that means you can understand what is the type of vasana you have got in store. It is very subtle. When it acts the mind, then we come to know about the nature of vasana. You come to know the nature of vasana. When people will come to know about your nature of vasana, when you act at the body level, your vulgar actions will show to the world what are your thoughts and what are your vasanas. I hope it is clear. Each one is acting according to the vasana. It is very subtle. We don't know how many vasanas we have got. But according to the vasana, thought will come in the mind. When the thought comes, we come to know that this thought has come. Thought always comes according to the vasana. If a good thought is coming, you have got a good vasana. If a vulgar thought is coming, your vasanas are vulgar. But this much you know only you, up to this stage you know only this much yourself. But when you express or when you act at the physical level according to your vasana and thought, then the people at large will come to know what is your nature. If your good action, people will say, oh, this person is a good person, his vasanas are good. Or if your actions are vulgar, they will come to know this is a bad person, his vasanas are bad. See? By action, you can find out. So, thought tell us about our nature and vasana. Nigraha kim karishyati? What can the restraint do? Controls, directions of no use to them. Lord started giving jnana and karma yoga from chapter 2. Nothing happened to us. See? Nothing happened to us. For so many classes we are studying. Nothing is happening to us. No effect. You see, we have to understand, knowing Karma Yoga is not doing Karma Yoga. very clear. Knowing karma yoga is not doing karma yoga. Doing karma yoga is karma yoga. We all know what is karma yoga. Just by knowing karma yoga, don't think you have become karma yogi. No. So even after knowing about karma yoga, it's science, people don't act as per karma yoga. Some examples I will give you. In India, you will find on each cigarette packet, they write, smoking is dangerous. They also write, it will give you cancer and all that. Everything is written there. But still people smoke. Why people, even the doctors, smoke? They know what will happen, what is happening inside. What will the condition of lung? They know. Without X-ray or without any scan, they know the color of their lungs. That it has become black, they know. But still they smoke. Why? Vasana. See? Vasana. By action we come to know that this doctor, knowing this, that smoking is dangerous, thought is coming. His actions we are seeing. Thought is like that. Vasana is like that. Or a person affected by cirrhosis, but he's not able to stop drinking. He knows. They come to know that from the CT scan and all that, they come to know you have got cirrhosis now, your life is this, everything. But they can't stay without this. Knowingly they do it. Why? Prakriti, you see. Prakriti. Or person affected, or a flirting with the king's wife. A person is flirting with the king's wife. Knowing fully that ek bar pakda jayega, toh he will be executed. But still does. Continues to flirt with the queen. Batao. Vasana. It's coming from the vasana. So people may argue, Lord is Sarva Shaktiman, he should do something. We say he is Mayapati. Don't we say? Who has then made this nature? Prakriti, Maya. Lord has made. So Lord has given this nature to Prakriti. He has given this nature to Prakriti. Prakriti is created in this way, where advice of the Lord even is ineffective. This way he has created the Prakriti, that even the advice he is given is ineffective. So we have knowledge of Karma Yoga, but Prakriti or the Vasana is not allowing me to change. Not allowing me to change. Gurudev says, the man of knowledge mentioned here indicates one who has read and understood thoroughly the technique of action, as explained in this chapter. Even when he knows the technique, the Lord says that it is not easy for him to follow it because his mind is designed to carry his thoughts through egocentric and selfish channels. Ever panting to fulfill some desires, because of this past impressions, vasanas, even an honest student find it hard to practice this simple looking technique in his life. The reason is quite universal. Beings follow their own nature. Naturally, what can restraint do when nature is so powerful? This last statement in the stanza, what can restraint do, is not a cry of despair in Krishna's philosophy. It is the honest, all-seeing vision of the philosopher in Krishna who recognizes that the higher ways of living are not meant for all. Men crowding on the lowest rung of the evolutionary ladder, overwhelmed by their own animal passions, find themselves incapable of renouncing them and are therefore incapable of walking the path of action. It is only a slightly evolved entity full of enthusiasm, activity, and a passion for progress, Rajogun, who can follow this sacred path and benefit himself. This honest confession shows the broad-mindedness and the tolerance of Krishna, the universal teacher. So now question comes, is there any way to come out of it? Yes, there is a way to come out of it. That we'll discuss in our next class. Please be present. Om Purna
पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरि ओम। श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः।